time or the nerve. This must be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I've lost my voice and it's just one girl. It's the dumbest thing you ever, the dumbest thing you ever. The ticket to freedom's lying on the floor. I've walked past it times before, still from this morning, give it all back to the dawn. No time to walk and no legs to run, so fucking looking for nothing left inside to hide. Now I'm not so sure there's fun outside the door, and if hearts are for breaking, then love is just for the taking.
Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 605. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things with a track from Flesh for Lulu from Brixton in the UK. That's The Dumbest Thing, live in your living room. That is the B-side of the Siamese Twist 12-inch that came out in 1987. I picked up four of those 12-inches, I think probably some radio station dropping them, because that was the year that they were kind of being pushed towards college radio. And I knew I loved that Siamese Twist song, but I didn't know that B-side at all, and now it is my favorite Flesh for Lulu song, and I've probably listened to it, I don't know, a dozen, 15 times in the last week. I cannot get enough. It's nice when you find something you weren't expecting. Hopefully I'll do the same for you this week. I've got some music. Let's hear the candidates. We'll start here with a track from Sweet Spirit. This one's called Fear's a Lie.
deserve to be with someone that hurts me. So I'll just spend all of my time with myself. I don't need anybody else's help.
Just
Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 605. We just heard from Mensa Death Squad from Kansas City. That is the project of Brandon Phillips from Other Americans, Architects, and so many other bands. The song is Chin Up, Eyes Wide Open. That's on the new album You Will Hear Thunder, which he self-released on April 12th of this year. Just a digital-only Bandcamp affair. Pick it up there. That is probably his best release so far under that project. I really like that one a lot. Give that one a listen. Before that, we heard from Fan Club Wallet with the song Great Timing. That's on the album You've Got to Be Kidding Me, which was released on May 20th on AWOL Recordings. That one's the project of Hannah Judge, who's based out of Ottawa. This album's a little more slick than the previous EPs, but that's not so bad. I like that song quite a bit. There's a few others that are quite good. I think if you give that one a listen, you'll find something you enjoy. And then we started that set off with Sweet Spirit with the song Fear's a Lie. That's on the band's 2020 album Trinidad, and that was released on Merge Records. A few weeks ago, I was interested in what happened to a giant dog and found out that the sister band, Sweet Spirit, had released an album in 2020 that I didn't pick up. And I thought, that's weird. I loved that band. So I picked that album up. I listened to it. And then I realized, oh, I probably listened to it in 2020 and just didn't like it. And so I never bought it. Well, oh well. Well, that's kind of how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's go into something I do enjoy. Here's a track from Lesser Care. It's called Crawling. We'll be right back.
know what I want and I know what I need, but I'm tired of staying at home. I wanna go where the fun never ends. It's better than being alone. So I packed my bags and I'm just gonna go. Not gonna lie, I don't care. I heard of a place I can do what I want. I guess I'll know when I get there. Emerald City.
We just heard from Flora from Lawrence, Kansas, with the song Emerald City. That's the title track from the album that just came out June 3rd, self-released on cassette and digital. That's the full-length debut from a very young performer who has got so much potential. I'm anxious to see where she goes. Before that, we heard from the Loyal Seas with the song Strange Mornings in the Garden, also the title track from the album that came out May 20th on American Laundromat, the project of Tanya Donnelly and Brian Sullivan. Tanya from Breeders, Throwing Muses, Belly, so many bands, and Brian Sullivan performs as Dylan in the movies. The album is a little uneven. Lots of different things happen on that album, but all of them are pretty good. Give that one a listen. I'm sure you'll find something you like. And then we start things off with Lesser Care from El Paso, Texas. The song I played was called Crawling. It's on the album Underneath Beside Me that was released April 1st on A La Carte Recordings. The band is on tour now. That album is interesting. It's got some shoegaze on it. It's got some post-punk on it. There's lots of different things happening, and all of them are actually really good. Anyway, I'm about out of time here, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 605. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we're going to have a busy June. On the 7th, we've got Daniel Gum playing at the Mini Bar. On the 9th, Pup is at the Granada, or the Whiffs are at Mini Bar. On the 12th, Lesser Care at Farewell. On the 14th, Bob Log the 3rd comes to the Mini Bar. Bon Iver plays Starlight on the 15th, or Hazing Over plays at Encore. On the 16th, Churches are at the Uptown. 17th, Gully Boys come to the Record Bar, or the Rainmakers play Stagecoach Park in Olathe, an outdoor free show, I think. On the 18th, Bad Diary Days, the Pedro the Lion tribute, plays at Farewell, or Deco Auto is playing at the Rhino. Brian Wilson is at Starlight on the 20th, and Jeff Rosenstock is at the Bottleneck on the 21st. Broncho at the Record Bar on the 23rd, Modern English at the Record Bar on the 24th, and Record Bar hosts Monta at Oz the 25th. And that'll take us into July. We got plenty of time to think about that later. Looking at the website, we got a few new things out there. Photos and videos and my thoughts on the Manor Fest show that was Charlotte Bumgarner, Maddie Razouk, and Rachel Sien. Photos and video of the Drugs and Addicts, Sluts, and Brad Pitt show. And then photos and videos and thoughts about the Holy Locust, Stud Count, and Doldrum show that happened just a few days later. All right, time for one more track here, and it is from Stud Count. We're going to play the song Willow. That's on the EP Pleasure Center, which the band self-released in 2020. I think it was a cassette release. They've got a new album coming out soon, but this is what they've got now, and it's a wonderful EP. A little lo-fi, but they're so fun live, and this song is so good. So we'll end things here. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.